Online on FM, BBC Radio, Suffolk. Simon.
Matt is, by his own admission, a little bit of a petrol head. If you know him, wouldn't be at all surprised at that bit of information. Overcompensating for his shortcomings using the car he drives, you may have seen him around Suffolk in a 30-foot-long stretch limo. You don't have to be a psychotherapist to work that one out, do you? The one thing that he's never driven, however, is a bubble car, as he feels that a vehicle made out of inflated soapy water might have safety issues. To show him the error of his ways, I took him to Stone and Barnes a fortnight ago, where bubble car drivers from around the region were gathered to swap experiences. Like a striking cobra, he pounced on one of them and asked one of his now legendarily probing questions.
So what is your name?
Mike Seeley. I'm the Regalia Secretary.
Bubble cars. Do you have a bubble car? I don't see that you have a bubble car. Do you have one?
I have two, yeah. Well, okay. I have one I give to my grandson.
Right.
Oh, is that a BMW Oizetta? It's done up as a German police car. The one I give to stepson, step-grandson.
Look, the young chap sitting on the step.
Yeah.
But he's far too young to have a car.
I know, but I ain't quite finished it, you know. So I got about another 7 or 8 years to finish it for it. Yeah, and I've got one ahead on the road for 20-odd years.
The fascination with bubble cars, when did it start?
Well, I always wanted one. I've been a mechanic all my life, you know, and I always sort of wanted one. I saw one in a field. And pulled it out, restored it, and went from there, you know, and I had various bubble cars. I like things mechanical. I just bought a little Mack garden tractor, which I'm going to do up and take to rallies. Yeah, sort of the atmosphere here, you know, as well. You come for a weekend.
So this rally today, is there a name to it?
We're the East Anglia Microcar Club, and we have a rally every 2 years. And we used to have it at Hingrave Hall. I mean, because that packed up, so we've been here for... This is the third time we've been here.
And you say microcar. Is there a difference between microcar and bubble car?
Well, anything up to 600cc, we class as a microcar. You know, you can come here in a modern microcar, as long as it's under sort of 600cc.
I see a Ford Ka over there. That's not a microcar.
No.
So when else do you meet up? Do you have local meets?
We've got people from all over the country.
Yep.
But we have a meeting once a month at Flixton Buck.
Right.
Every Wednesday, first Wednesday in every month, mm-hmm. Flixton Buck, if anyone's interested. £12 a year to join the club. And that's just a get together. You know, we exchange bits, exchange stories, everything.
So, okay, so there's three bubble cars in front of us.
Now, are they strictly speaking bubble cars? Because I heard one of them referred to as a scooter car. Is there a difference or something?
It is a scooter car. It's made in Leeds. Kind of classed as a bubble car.
It looks like a bubble car to me.
Then that's fair enough. How long have you owned one, and why did you get one in the first place?
I've owned mine for about 2 years. My father runs a scooter car register, so that's how I got involved.
Right. What's your name? Sorry.
My name's Phil Boyd.
Okay, Phil. Which one's your one?
Mine's a cream one.
This one here?
Yep.
That says 60s to me.
Very, very much so. And I'm a big fan of the 60s, and certainly quirky 60s. Can you? This won't take long because it's a small car. Can you show us around some of the features?
Not many features, really.
So we're at the side at the moment?
Yeah, just opening the door. Really basic.
It's a saddle, isn't it? It's like you sit astride, don't you?
One behind the other. It's got four gears. And to go backwards, you have to turn the engine off and start the whole engine backwards. So it's got four gears in reverse as well.
How long does it take you to get used to that mode of driving?
To be honest, I don't use the reverse very often. It's easier to push it.
Right.
Now, you haven't got a steering wheel. You have a kind of steering handlebar.
Yeah.
Now, I thought for a moment you had a water bottle down there on the right, just to keep, maybe quench your thirst mid-run, but it's not at all, is it?
It's not. It's the washer bottle for the window.
It's basic inside, and it's kind of the kind of material that's made caravans are made out of, fiberglass. Would that be right?
That is correct, yeah.
How old is this? What's the date of it?
1958.
Wow. What's the furthest you've travelled in one of these?
This is the furthest I've travelled today.
Oh, right.
How far?
About 47 miles.
Okay.
How was it? How was the journey?
It wasn't too bad, actually. We probably averaged about 35 miles an hour.
Do you want to take a look at the back? So we're walk the half a foot to the back. What can we see here?
It's got the spare wheel. Mm-hmm. That was an optional extra. And the number plate, that's about it, really, in the rear.
Is that the fuel tank?
Yeah, that is, yeah. Holds about 2 gallon.
And how far could you go on that?
I guess about 90 miles, something like that.
Did you come down here with a passenger? Because you can fit two in there, can't you?
You can fit two. We came down just one in each.
So I'd be interested to find out from a passenger's point of view what it's like. Would you take him for a ride?
I can do, yeah.
But remember what I played at the beginning of the show? I'll just play it again. Hang on.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yes.
That's recording. Okay, so it's my first trip in a scooter car rather than a bubble car.
So, bop, bop, bop. That's recording, isn't it?
That's recording, isn't it? They're the clue words. What could possibly go wrong?
That's coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned for that. Matt and Simon. BBC Radio Summer. Coming up very shortly, Fickle Finger. This is where I put Simon into a tricky situation. We need some silly items for him because... Bubble cars, Simon.
Bubble cars, yes. While Rob's limbering up, you might remember you left myself and Matt at Stone and Barnes Micro Car Rally, where, as you'll remember, small, often domed vehicles are lovingly maintained by enthusiasts. Now, Matt mistakenly believed that going for a ride in a scooter car would be a bit like being a passenger in one of the Red Arrows. So, while he quaked with fear, I decided to take the trip myself, and as an extremely professional broadcaster, record the event for posterity.
Pop, pop, pop. Yes.
That's recording. Okay, so it's my first trip in a scooter car rather than a bubble car. Gentleman's getting... I guess I better get in first, hadn't I? He's had to... There's a seat rest, or a back rest, rather, on the actual...
I think we should admit this, Simon.
Okay, it takes a big man, I think, to admit when he's wrong. And I think this is one of those occasions where I'm quite a colossal man, really.
So you've just been for a ride in this lovely little scooter car. You've been for a ride.
It was great. We went all around the field and we went around the car park. It was a brilliant experience. I would attempting to immortalise it so I can, you know, listen to it later and relive the moment. However...
Well, you stopped the record device.
Well, clambering into one of these things is quite compact, you see. So obviously I accidentally bodged it with my elbow and switched it off.
Do you want to do a retake?
With hilarious consequences. Yes, well, now that we've admitted the mistake, maybe we could ask if we could maybe go around again.
That's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So they're now taking the car apart.
Detachable windows. Well, on the first trip, the one that we'll never hear. It was really, really rattly in there. Very rattly. Added to the atmosphere.
So, do you remember how to get in from last time?
With dignity. It's a straddling kind of thing. It's all coming back to me now. Purring like a kitten. And here we go. Here we go again. Now, having done this before, I do know what to expect. But without the rattling, I can appreciate more of the journey. The car park at Stone and Barnes is going to get their second taste of scooter car action.
Try and avoid the potholes.
Yes, I can imagine bumpy roads are a bit of a bane of your driving life in this.
They are. It's not a very good suspension.
And again, some smiling faces. Not often seeing a man wearing headphones in a scooter car.
Definitely quiet at that time.
It certainly was, yeah. And relax. And then we got another. And funny, the second trip was even better than the first one. Now, as a passenger, this is quite a, shall we say, cosy sort of passenger experience. Picking up hitchhikers in these vehicles, is it done?
No.
No, I can kind of see why. Right, well, hello. That was quite scary. I got all distracted too, and there's Matt's grinning face at the window.
So recorded it this time.
Let's try and disembark. So there we go. That was the second journey. I'm feeling like a veteran now.
Yeah. So, you're a scooter car widow, yeah? Come on, talk. We need some female input in this. Okay, this is like a Benny Hill moment. I'm now chasing a couple of girls around a Ford KA. Somebody talk to me.
Well, my dad's a fan of bubble cars, yes. And these are my two brothers.
Oh, they're your brothers. Yes. Okay. So do you drive a bubble car?
No, I don't.
Would you consider it?
Well, I've tried driving one up the road and I can't... really put it into gear very easily, so no, probably not.
So what kind of car do you drive?
I've got a Corsa.
Right, okay. It's still quite small, but not small enough.
No, not small enough, no.
Okay. So they're your brothers. This other lady?
This is Mark's fiance.
Right, so she is a scooter car, bubble car widow.
Yes, I think you should go and talk to her about this.
I don't think she's going to talk to me. What's your name?
Emma.
Emma, thank you, Emma. So you really are properly a scooter car widow.
I really am, yes.
So how does that affect your life? I mean, they're out all the time? I mean...
They are together, yeah. That's his hobby, so he's usually out in the garage doing bits and bobs, so, yeah.
Do you have a hobby that equally takes up as much time? And?
No, not as much as the bubble cars.
No. Do you go for trips together, like romantic trips?
He's only just restored this one, so we do frequently go out the weekends and stuff, so, yeah, they're good fun.
And what's your name?
Helen.
Thank you, Helen. So that's bubble car. Simon, you enjoy those?
I enjoyed both trips in that.
Yeah.
The recorded one and, of course, the unrecorded one.
OK, very quickly, we're going to go over to Westleton because Rob's taking part in a race. Hopefully, Norman...
You should have.
Hello.
Hello, Norman. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Welcome...